4. A smell of paint still hovered in the hallways when Belinda came home for her half-term holiday. That the Fletchers had managed to move from St. John's Wood by then was in no small part due to Lambert. Though he still spent every weekday morning haunting the American Embassy, an unhappy ghost who had lost his abel for Sharon, he would then go to the Hampstead house to ginger up cleaners and workmen, as he put it. Daisy didn't tell Alec that when she dropped in to see how things were going, Lambert was generally standing at a window with borrowed binoculars, watching the doings of the next-door neighbours. Daisy wasn't sure what he was looking for, but she was pretty sure he hadn't seen it. He couldn't have hidden his subsequent excitement from her. Be that as it might, the refurbishment was completed in record time. The house was light and bright. Belle loved her new bedroom, 3 times the size of the one she had occupied since the twins' arrival. The very morning after she came home, Lambert returned from the embassy with his passport and papers and took his leave. His gratitude for the Fletchers' hospitality was so heartfelt that Daisy began to feel quite mean for having scoffed at him and resented his intrusion into their lives. "You've been a great help," she said. "I hope you'll come back to say goodbye before you leave England." He cast a furtive look behind him and whispered,
"You may see me around, Mrs. Fletcher. If you do, please pretend you don't know me. Don't speak to me, and don't tell anyone. Except Mr. Fletcher, of course."
She bit her lip to hold back a laugh. He was so keen to be a hero out of Anthony Hope's romances, or John Buchan's, or the American equivalent, and he just wasn't cut out for the role. "I won't," she promised. He stood on the threshold for a moment, scanning his surroundings before he ventured forth. As he went down the steps, Daisy saw him turn up his coat collar and pull down his hat. She told Alec when he turned up in the middle of the afternoon and announced he was taking 3 days off while Belinda was home.